Blog Talk Radio.
It's fucking hot.
Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, what's up, guys? War of the Words, number 115. Taking a little turn to some different MMA territory today. We're going to have a couple of awesome guys fighting this weekend for Steel Fist MMA. Man, I want to give them a big shout-out. They are all the way on the West Coast in Utah, man, but nonetheless, tell you a little bit about them. Steel Fist Fight Night. They started as a fight team back in 2002, setting stuff up for promotion, sanctioned and non. A couple of years ago, they decided that they could, you know, do something for the state, kind of like the conflict that we know here, and offer fighters a better opportunity, more exposure by doing it their own way, doing their own shows instead of going along with the other ones, bringing their experience and knowledge in for themselves. They're closing in on just about their 40th show. I think there's been a lot of expansion there in Utah in this Saturday, with no exception. I believe Akers versus Garcia. These guys are awesome, man. You know, we have fighters on the show week in, week out. We love to talk to the Emmys and the pros. The regional scene means a lot. You know, it's kind of the building blocks of what we have ahead. And we definitely look forward to that. It had a little bit of technical issues earlier, so I apologize for you guys tuning in at 9 p.m., man. We're here at 10 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of these guys coming in, calling us all the way from the Utah time, man. It's getting on to be midnight here for you local listeners, man. Looks like we got a good bit of you guys on tonight. We're really excited to share some of this West Coast MMA flavor for you. I got a whole list of phone numbers here, so we're gonna go ahead and get jumping right into this, man. Episode number 115, the Steel Fist MMA goodness. I understand they had their weigh-ins tonight, so we're gonna open up this first microphone here. War of the Words, my friend, who we have on the line?
And this is Jeremy.
Jeremy, hey man, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm all fed up now that I had weigh-ins and was able to eat something.
You know what? That's one of those things that's like coast to coast. No matter where you're fighting in the world, weigh-ins usually suck because it's time. And afterwards, it's like the greatest thing ever. Because you get to eat, experience it on both sides of the tables, man. You know, you try to try. How was your weight cut, man? Let's ask that first.
So this is the first time I actually had to do a hard weight cut, just because I couldn't afford my normal diet. And so I had to cut down, I don't know, probably 10, 11 pounds in the last week. And it was hard on me. Normally by the week of weigh-ins, I'm only a pound or two off. But I said, you know, you can't afford the right foods. It's hard to do it right.
Oh yeah, man. There's no question. One of the things that is most interesting to me about weigh-ins, especially weigh-in interviews, is like the closer we get to weigh-ins, the more serious the conversation gets because everybody's a little aggravated that they're not able to do their normal thing, man. You mentioned that this was a kind of a more serious cut for you. Have you experienced any of that?
So I've kind of played all around the board on weights. I've fought everywhere from 155 down to 135, just trying to feel out where I feel my strongest. And 135 seems to be it. But for this particular fight, I had agreed at 140, but we had some communication problems with the opponent and ended up doing a catch weight at 145. So I didn't actually end up having to. I shouldn't have had to cut the way that I did, but, you know, we didn't know it was going to end up that way till weigh-ins.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, yeah, but you know what that means, though? That means that you got a little more, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, this time it might not be, you know, you didn't know ahead of time, but now you know you can do it, and you put yourself to a test, and you pass that test, man. You know, that's a big thing, man, as you set up these boundaries or these goals and these things, whether they're big or small, especially in the fight game on the regional scene, man. So congrats on making that and having the catch weight. So I guess my next question, I think it's a pretty interesting one to ask, is what do you think about fight, but was the difference? You know, usually I'm at weigh-ins, so I get a little more of a visual understanding about the two opponents, right. But obviously I was not able to make it to Utah. is there a big size difference there? Yes, no, and if so, does that matter?
You know, on this particular one, he stands a couple of inches taller than I do. But I'm used to that. I'm a shorter guy. I walk at 5'6", or I am 5'6". So most everyone's always a couple inches taller than me. So that doesn't faze me so much. And size-wise, my very first fight ever, there was a miscommunication on the weight, and I had to do something very similar and ended up fighting at 155 that night. So I'm not too surprised about it, and kind of have an idea as to what to expect. But like when you said it's next to each other, I think size wise we still look pretty close, despite the height difference. So I'm not stressing that too much.
Absolutely. Now, Steel Fist MMA. I have not had a chance to go, obviously, again, just on distance-wise, had a chance to go one of their shows, but they are getting close to their 40th one, a promotion that we're very familiar with over here. There's several on this side. They're actually close to a similar number. I guess just to ask off the rip, what is your impression of the promotion, and what kind of flavor did you get from them tonight at weigh-ins?
Yeah, so Steel Fist has been my absolute favorite promotion to fight for. My first couple of fights were just solid Muay Thai fights, and then my first MMA fight was for another smaller promotion in Southern Utah. And the way he conducted things for that show were a bit different than what I was used to. And then I came to Steel Fist, and the way they treated me, they were very professional. They were in constant communication about everything. You know, when I showed up to the venue, everything was just laid out. It was nice. It was smooth. When I showed up to weigh-ins tonight, they right off the bat, they came to me and told me about the weight discrepancy with my opponent. They told me, look, we can put you on the next show, or if you want to try and pack on some pounds, we'll make him sweat out some pounds and try and make that catch weight. We can do that. They were willing to work with me and make sure that I was taken care of because they know I put in the work. So I absolutely love them. And what they do for amateur fighters, the amount of exposure that they give the amateurs is amazing. They really give us the opportunity to build a name for ourselves as fighters, and I absolutely love it. They always go out of their way to try and match me, you know, from the weight that I normally fight at. Is it's a little bit hard to find other fighters at that weight, and they definitely go out of their way to do that for me, and I love them. It's a great show, and the fact that they air their fights weekly, you know, really gets the fighters out there. So it's just a fantastic promotion.
I think that's awesome, man. That's been one of my favorite parts about being my exposure to this as we've gotten ready for this show. And obviously on Sunday, definitely looking forward to doing a kind of post card show. We're going to catch back up with you guys. I like that, that kind of weekly thing, man. We don't really have anything over here. By the way, I keep saying over here, we got a ton of Normal fans on the line tonight, and I see some other ones. We're all the way over here in South Carolina, where I'm at.
Oh, nice.
So literally when I say I couldn't make it to Utah, I couldn't be speaking more the truth. But what we do here is we love regional MMA because we understand the power of giving that that same spotlight they give more higher profile guys, which we do still have on the show too. But we feel like it's one and the same, man. Those people are these building blocks, and I like that weekly thing that they got going on. And I can tell you something else too, brother. If you ever run out of people to fight around your weight class, you can come over here because it's like opposite here. That is like the weight range on the East Coast over here. Like 125 to 155 is like all we do over here. Like when it gets to like middleweight and up, yeah, that's where we start thinning out. We've got like six heavyweights. That's it. So you just know when you decide to start dominating like coast to coast, you still got, you still got some good battles ahead, man. And I think that's pretty cool. Tell us a little bit real quick while we, before we wrap up here, tell us a little bit about your opponent and what you're expecting tomorrow night, man.
So I don't know too much about him. It's his first sanctioned fight, as far as I know of. He doesn't have any traditional fight training. He's a street scrapper from what everyone who does know him has told me. So I'm thinking he's probably going to have a lot of heavy punches, but I don't know if he's going to know how to react to like my tie kicks or clinch work. I'm expecting him to probably have some wrestling from high school, just going off of his build, but not necessarily any jiu-jitsu, which has been one of my favorite things to train in the last few years. So I think it's going to be a good fight.
It looks like it, and I believe, just for the people out there listening, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, you're fighting Tyrone Madrigal. Is that correct? Okay, and that will be tomorrow night, man. It's interesting you mentioned the submissions, because if I remember reading up on you, I have a pretty good MMA memory, so forgive me if I'm like crazy wrong, but I believe that you had a couple of, at least two that I remembered, a pretty quick submission victories in your last couple of fights. Is that I don't like to ever ask people what their game plan is before they fight, but I imagine that you're prepared for it to go in all areas. But tell us a little touch about the background there, man. I mean, getting two submission wins in under a minute is pretty awesome.
Thank you. It's funny because I started out as a striker, and I feel more comfortable as a striker. I've been training Muay Thai for the last 5 years and just added jits in the last couple of years. So it's definitely, I think, a bit funny for me to get my wins through a submission. But personally, I like to stand and bang. That's my plan is to bang and then just see how it feels in that. In that first little bit, on if it's something he can keep up with, or if I apologize on that, if it's something that I can just go ahead and take to the ground and finish. I try not to sit there and really formulate a full plan, just because everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. But my idea is to sit there and bang with him for a while and feel him out, and then from there decide on if I'm going to finish it standing or take it to the ground.
That's awesome, man. I always love talking to awesome amateur fighters, no matter where they're from. We get a chance to talk to people from all over the place, and I love the uniqueness of this conversation, and then also some of the things that seem to always stand out. It's interesting that you can ask we have a fair amount of high-level fighters on here, and you could ask a UFC guy like any question, and their response is always something about how they train with the best, they're going to be the best, and they're about to get that title. You could ask them, like, what's their favorite color, and this will be the response. They're like, oh, man, First All Blue, and work with a great team. We're going for the title, and you guys better watch out. And you know, I love to have these kind of conversations, man, where guys get open up a little more and talk a little bit more. And, you know, I really like that, man. So I just want to say I appreciate you calling in tonight, man. We're glad we got a little opportunity to talk with you. As always, before we let you go, man, if you have any family, friends, training partners, sponsors, BFFs, like mortal enemies, anybody you want to name, thank, call out, it's on you, man. This is your time, man. Look at what you got for us.
Fantastic. Well, first off, I do want to clarify, to know that I'm not talking down on my opponent at all, just because you never know what someone is going to be able to bring. But shout-out-wise, you know, I'd love to send a shout-out to my coaches, Fecky and Paul Palua. Seth, his brother Seth, and Paul Sizemore. They're my main coaches. I've been working with them for 5 years. They're like brothers to me. They're awesome. And sponsors, my gym, Phoenix Gym, my Capoeira family, Voltamuda, my workplace is Nine Dragons, and they've helped me out with gear and given me some necessities when I've needed it. My family for supporting me through, you know, all the trials that are training. They're awesome, and my friends as well.
That's fantastic, man. Well, listen, we thank you so much for taking time out. We hope you got some good grub in, and you're going to be refreshed, revitalized, and ready for the get down tomorrow, man. I'll definitely be I'll be checking up with it live, and get out there and get that W, man, so we can talk on Sunday.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. Everybody, that was Jeremy Casilla. I hope I'm saying that right, man. Good luck to him tomorrow. Going to be rocking Utah super hard. Next, we're going to jump. Before we get to Rowdy and Garcia, I know you guys are waiting on them. I'm pretty sure they're on the line. Guys, if you are, just hang out. Just stay. You're good right where you're at. We're going to go ahead and jump to my man, Kyle Frazier. I believe he's fighting Christian Navarez. It's a lightweight bout. It's coming up this Saturday. He's undefeated, 2-0. He's kind of a freestyle type of fighter. I'm going to let him explain all that to you, man. He's a couple years younger than me, man. These guys make me feel old, man. I got to get back to the gym, or at least do more than work at the front counter. So we're going to go ahead and jump to him right now. You guys, please welcome Kyle, man. How you doing today, brother?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We had to push the show back just a little bit because, funny enough, my time is not your time. And I do this on occasion, and I didn't check the time zone well enough. So I set it up, and somebody hit me up, and they're like, hey, man, so your show's going? And you guys are really – you got to have the volume down really low, like mute low. And I was like, oh, shoot. So we got on here, man. We made the adjustments. Hopefully I caught you. Have you had a chance to get some grub, some food yet, anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went grubbing with my teammate Rowdy Akers, so.
There you go, Akers, man. Getting it in. You got to get the food in tonight, then you get the W in tomorrow. And then on Sunday, you get to come back and talk to me again about how amazing it all worked out. It's a beautiful process.
Oh, yeah, and I get to spend that day with my son, too, so be able to share the victory with him.
That's most glorious, man. So this is something that I always like to ask guys who are in this situation. First off, congratulations for being in the situation, but you're an undefeated fighter, and I always am interested in the unique perspective that guys who are undefeated have, because – yes, in a light way, some guys give similar answers, but nobody really gives the same answer. And I think that zero really can mean so much or so little depending on the fighter and stuff. So I guess my first big question for you, dude, is how do you feel about the zero? Is it important for you to go in and defend that thing? Does it matter? Does it motivate you? When you look at the goose egg, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel good that I'm still undefeated. You know, I'm going to go out there tomorrow and try to defend that. I don't want one strike on my record right now. You know, I try to put time in the gym and all that, and train with a great group of guys at a, you know, one-hit MMA, and they're helping me out, so I'm not going to fight easy, that's for sure.
You know, one of the things I just that I really liked about Steel Fist, as I've learned and been catching up with them, is this kind of like weekly fight thing that they do, and this constant attention to, especially to the amateur side of MMA. We have something called the Fight Club Series out this way, where they really, really, really focus on the amateurs. They give them like huge venues, and they go all out. And I love to see that support over there, man. I guess my question to you is, are you looking forward to that, and how has that looked to you now that you've had weigh-ins and you're in the mix?
You know what, I love it out here, man. These guys put on a great show, and you know, I'm glad that they actually look out for their guys and all that. Just put on a great show for everybody.
I love the great show. You know, one of these, it's an important question, man, because I noticed that, you know, the fans, a lot of times they can have a bigger effect than it would seem. And I mean that in that fighters know that fans like to see exciting fights. But some fighters, there are guys I know personally, they could totally annihilate people. But when it comes to fight night, they don't. They do things in different ways for the sake of being really exciting or being memorable, and the fight goes on longer and longer, when I know for a fact this dude could have just came out there, took a guy down, and that just have been it. How do you approach that, man? Do you take being exciting into consideration when you fight, or you just go out there and let it be what it is?
I let it go out and be what it is, man. I just, you know, I'm comfortable and, you know, just let my hands do the talking, listen to my coaches, and I just shut out all the noise, man. Get it done.
I like that, shutting out the noise. Now, can you say that that's a literal thing? You know, we got a lot of fighters out here like, literally, dude, I'm in a room and there are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people in there all screaming and I didn't hear anything but my own breathing. Does that happen to you, man? Do you like zone in hard?
Oh yeah. I mean, I know my coach's voice and all that, and you know, I know who to listen to, and like I said, I just shut everybody out. I trained myself like that from wrestling back in high school.
Oh, man, and you know, that wrestling background really in the last couple of years has proven to be one of the most effective backgrounds to come from, man, and how has that played out for you? And then I'll tag it with a sub-question. How do you feel that's going to play into tomorrow night?
You know, it's worked out pretty good for me. You know, both my wins have been submissions and been able to take them down to the ground. And then I'm hoping, you know, hoping I can take it down to the ground and secure, you know, the takedown and hopefully work something from there.
That's fantastic, man. I got one more for you, man. Obviously, you got the grub in. You met your opponent face-to-face tonight for the square-off, man, at weigh-ins. Tell us a little bit about how that went down. We weren't there to see it. How'd that go for it?
You know what? It went great, man. I made weight 155. He weighed in at 152. So he's a little lighter than me. You know, it was great. Talked a little bit, shook his hand, and went our separate ways. Told him good luck for tomorrow.
You know what? I like that, man. There's a surprising amount. You know, I go to so many weigh-ins. There's a surprising amount of weigh-ins that are quite fun and humorous and lighthearted, a lot of these matches up. It's actually pretty rare that you get two dudes that are, like, beating their heads against each other and all this. Usually there's one or two. I ain't going to front. But, I mean, most of the time it's all good sportsmanship and stuff. And that seems like how it went down tonight, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Shook his hand. And, yeah, just like I said, went our separate ways. And hopefully I'll be able to get the W tomorrow. So
that's it, man. Well, we definitely look get done. I like it, man. We definitely look forward to catching up with you on Sunday. I as always, man, I want to give you a second to thank any of your sponsors or training partners, friends, family. Maybe tell us about some hot video game we all should be playing. Whatever it is you got, you want to talk about for a minute, man. It's all you, man.
I just want to thank my one hit family, my teammate Roddy Akers. I want to thank my sponsor, Glassmasters. I also want to thank my family for supporting me and friends and all that, too. So.
And, I like it, man. Short and sweet, man. Maybe you'll get in there in the cage and bat, pat, pat. It'll be the same thing tomorrow night, man. We thank you so much for taking time out of your night, man, to talk about Steel Fist with us and this fight. You might not need any luck, man, but we wish it to you anyway, and we look forward to catching up with you on the post-fight.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. We're going to keep this going, man. I like these guys. A good crew, man. I'm excited. I wish I did have a private jet and that I could fly to Utah to get in on this, man. You know what? I could stay 7 days or 8 days and see two shows. That's pretty amazing, man. We're going to jump on to another line, the last four digits. I don't want to bust that out, but 2-0 is the last two, man. So we're going to switch over.
Yeah.
War of the Words,
you
are live. I hear some people in the background. What's up? How you doing? Hello?
What's your name?
War of the Words? Hey, are you there?
Let us know.
I can hear people. I can hear a girl talking in the background. I don't know if she knows that she's on the air. Hello? It's War of the Words. Are you there? I'm totally talking to you. It's happening.
Okay, here you go, Donna.
Oh, I heard something.
I'll see you in a text.
Hello? All right, fantastic. Well, they dropped. They might have just been listening. I'm sorry. We're going to go to open up the next line. More of the words. Who do we got, man?
Who's this?
What's your name, man?
It's Rowdy Acre.
Oh, no. In the building. What's up? It just got official. How you doing, brother? Yeah, you having a good night?
I can't hear you.
He can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
How about now? Are you good? Is this any better?
Wait a minute. Can you hear me talking or can you hear Rowdy talking?
I can hear you talking flawlessly.
Oh,
I heard
no.
Rowdy
okay,
for a
hold
second.
On. Hold on. Let me trade that.
What's up, man? This is Rowdy Acres.
There he is. That was fantastic. I was like, you know, I read the name on paper, and I looked you up, and then I heard the voice. I was like, but not expecting that. What's up?
Yeah, I'm not a girl.
That is interesting. You know what? If you were, though, we could still have an awesome conversation, so it's all good. What's up, man?
Not much, just getting my grub on, watching a little Bellator MMA, catching up on the Kimbo Slice fight.
That's fantastic, man. Hey, are they fighting right now?
Yeah, it's already played. Kimbo won. He put it on Ken Shamrock.
That is fantastic, man. We have a new gym opening up here in Charleston, where I live, American Top Team Low Country, and he's coming to he's coming there for the opening and to train and be involved for a couple of months. So I'm super happy that next week when I see him, he's not going to be mad. He seems like a mad dude all the time. So
I think that's his image.
Yeah, so true, man. So, but you know what? Speaking of, we got some awesome MMA on our own. I've been very excited to get to look forward to talking to you about this Garcia fight, man. Tell us a little bit of background, man. We got a lot of guys on our way who love regional, local MMA, man. They love digging their teeth into new fighters. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going down tomorrow night, brother.
Well, I'm going to go to war tomorrow night and do what I've been training to do. I can't predict it. I'm going to go in there and give it my all. I'm 40 years old. I moved out of Boise, Idaho, and moved up here to Utah to train at One Hit MMA. And I'm part of the production. I work with Steel Fist and Septagon Cages. I built the show. I built the cage and do all the lights and sound with Brady Grant. And, you know, Steel Fist has just made a home for me down here, and I love to train. I'm a workhorse. I'm in love with physical fitness. I'm a guy with a past, and MMA has definitely played part in me changing my life and working out everything, you know, and all, just really changing it.
That's one of the most prominent aspects of MMA, man, and that seems to cross borders and boundaries and promotions. Doesn't matter where you go, you have people that are so affected. And really, I can martial arts in general, man. I know people who never step in the cage a day in their life, but who've had their life utterly and completely changed just from their involvement in martial arts. And myself being involved directly with a couple of promotions in a similar way, as far as being there well before the fights and setting up and commentating and cage work and all this other stuff, man, you really pour your heart into it. And to have that extra element, man, where you get to fight too, and you've done well, man. I got a chance to look at some of your history, man. You've done well with this promotion, and you've got this next fight coming up. That's like a complete package, man. You get to see all sides of what's going on and know that when you step into that cage, you're fighting for and with great things. That's got to be very
right.
Like, build the confidence.
Oh, yeah, it's a great promotion. You know, I'm excited that this is my last amateur fight, and I'm excited to put on a show, and Steel Fist will take care of me pretty good, you know, make the pro debut probably for Steel Fist, and, yeah, put on a show. They like to have me around. They put me on a co-main event for my first fight down here. I was 3-2 fighting out of Idaho, and I was coming down here building the show and whatnot, and they were like, man, you know, I got released from parole and I was finally able to fight again. You know, like I said, I have a past, and it was great. They put me on a co-main event, went out there and put it on a guy that was 4-1, finished him 17 seconds into the second round. And I mean, it was great. They take care of me. I mean, I never dreamed that I would fight on TV or be a co-main event. Now I'm a household name around here now.
That has got to, when you look back at your life as a whole, you know, and you talk about that you have a past and stuff, and you mentioned some other things, and you get to this point here, and you mentioned being 40. We actually have a couple of guys around here who fight who are 40 or maybe 41, 42 anyways. When you look at this whole thing as a sphere, man, I have to imagine that in some regards it has to feel like life in itself was kind of a preparation for Saturday night, man, for when you step in the cage.
For sure. I feel like I already won, you know what I mean? Just coming from the struggles in the past and life changes and ups and downs, you know, I'm 40 years old, I'm in the best shape of my life, and, you know, I feel like I won either way. And to be part of this promotion and to get in there and to be able to fight and to be physically capable to do it. You know, I'm fighting, I don't know, I think AJ Garcia is 27 years old. You know, I haven't fought anybody over 30. And, you know, and they might not respect me until we get in there, but so far everybody I've fought got respect for me afterwards.
And I have to say that I think that also says a lot about you, that your own confidence level that you get in there. And you mentioned Garcia, who I spoke to a little bit earlier. He had a bit of a past. He had, you know, some drug issues and stuff. I believe he's 7-3 currently coming into this co-main. That's got to be really exciting for you to have that challenge in front of you. In a life full of them that you mentioned that. And so it brings me to this question. What are you looking to see from Garcia tomorrow night? And what do you feel that's going
to say?
Yeah.
I've watched his fights and he's fought a couple of my teammates. You know, I'm at every Steelfish show, you know, front desk right there. And I feel like he's going to chomp at the bit and try to get it to go to the ground. I don't think that he's going to want to stand up with me. I think he's going to try to use some wrestling and use some jiu-jitsu to make it. I think that's his game plan, but I'm going in prepared for whatever happens.
That is, I wish that, I said it earlier, but I wish I had like a private jet that I could fly to Utah to see these battles, man. Like the more I got ready for the show and looked into you guys and Steel Fist, like, I'm so excited to for Sunday show. We get to catch up with you guys and stuff, man. This is going to be an epic event, man.
Yeah.
I see we got a lot of new listeners going on. So I imagine these guys are from around this, you guys' area, man. So make sure to check this out, man, because it sounds incredible, and it sounds like everybody that's participating in it is ready to go to work, man. I got a feeling after Williams, man, all this energy is real and ready for cage time, brother.
Yeah, still fist. I think they got quite the stall of fighters, but, you know, most of the people, the last 6-8 fights of the night all the time are all guys that, you know, it's not, you don't see independent fighters coming in there. It's all guys that are in a gym, well-known gyms that are sweating and putting in work, you know, coming home once a week from sparring practice, bleeding, you know, cause we go hard.
Absolutely, man. All right, one final one for you. You know, Steel Fist, it's been a big thing. You know, we've been talking about it this week, and you seem to be one of the most connected individuals that we've had an opportunity to talk to so far. So if you could sum up the Steel Fist experience for the fans, especially the ones our way who are kind of been being exposed to it for the first time, what would that be to you, man? What's the Steel Fist fight night?
They're wonderful. You know, I've fought for other promotions that didn't care, you know, anything about the fighters. You know, it was just you're going to go put on a show. They didn't take care of you. They didn't respect you, you know. And I've come down here, and granted, I'm part of the promotion, but, man, these guys are stand-up dudes. They answer their phone when you call them. You know, they give you legit information on your fights. You know, they don't call you and tell your opponent's 0-2. And you know what I mean? And they give you good information, and they stick by their word. You know, if they tell you something, they're there, you know. And I mean, they're great guys, and they're all about the fans. They pump up the crowd. They give away free stuff, you know. And according, I don't really know how it works, but, you know, Steel Fist is a fight promotion like any other. But the money they make, you know, the TV show that they put us all on every Sunday at 9 o'clock, according to my understanding, they don't make no money off that. They spend their money that they make during their show to put us on TV. And I mean, that's just,
wow.
I mean, that's phenomenal. These guys, they're good. You know, I mean, before I came here, I had 5 fights, and I came here, you know, and even the vendors at the show, you know, they're like, man, that was awesome. There's a lot of heart in there, you know. Here's a T-shirt, you know. And they just make it feel good. It feels good to fight there. I've won for them, and I've lost for them, and it's just a great promotion. And plus, Kevin and Pat and Troy and all their wives, they're all wonderful people. They're always friendly. You know, they're not short with you like most promoters. You know, most promoters at big shows, they ain't got time to talk to their amateur fighters or whatnot, you know. And these guys, they make me feel important. I'm going to fight my heart out for them tomorrow night.
I couldn't have summed it up better myself, man. There you guys go. That's exactly what it is. Make sure to check this out. And Sunday is going to be great, man. I wish I could tune in, man. I don't know if it streams, but I wish that it did. I got to get some kind of super awesome cable package between now and then, because it is going down tomorrow night, man. Hey, listen, I appreciate you taking time out. We got a chance to talk to one of your teammates or training partners. I can't remember exactly what he said. Jeremy,
Kyle.
I believe, was his name. Oh,
Kyle.
There you go. Yeah, Kyle. Yep, fighting Navarez. It's going to be a good fight too, man, and I'm even more pumped. So good luck to you guys, the team, and thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a call. I know we got slid back a little bit, but we appreciate you making time for us. We always love to talk to you guys, anybody who's passionate about this sport and knows what it's really about. We love to have on and have them on our platform and speak, and we know our fans appreciate everything as well as we do too. So thank you so much for calling us in, and we can't wait for tomorrow night, brother.
Hey, can I give a shout out to some people real quick?
Absolutely, man. I was getting to that, of course. You know what, man? You're on a roll, so I'm just going to be quiet, and you just slide right into this, man. We would love to get after it, man. We'd love to hear it.
Well, first off, I just want to name, you know, these guys at my gym, One Hit MMA, my coach, you know, they welcomed me in there. Aldo Orega, he's made me a member of the family there. You know, it's an honor for me to be able to mop up the sweat and the blood off the mat. You know, he lets me do that and train hard there. It's a wonderful family. I mean, I don't know how not to fight hard when I got all these people behind me. You know, I train with great people. Jordan Smith, Jordan Chandler, Thomas Hughes, Lucas Montoya, Kyle Frazier, and, I mean, so many more names that all there, you know, that they've just, they've made a home for me, and I love it, you know, and I just want to thank my sponsors, Validated Center, they're out of California, you know, they're hooking me up with some nice apparel, love repping them up there, Bleed Out Fight Apparel, I'd like to give a thanks to them, Jason and Audrey Jones from Vapor Mania, and Roy and Sunset, Utah, helping me out, you know, I live with these people, they put me up so I can afford to do what I do. You know, I just love all of them. And, I don't know. I don't think my kids are listening, but I love you, Jordan and Charlie. And that's about it. And thank
Most
you
definitely.
For having me on your show.
Oh, absolutely, my man. I love being a part of the Chronicles of History, man, because you know what? You're going to go on and you can do some amazing things, and people are going to come back and listen to the show, including your kids. They might not hear it live tonight, but they're going to come back and listen to it and be like, man, Dad was super rad, and that's why he still is, man. So listen,
yeah.
Good luck, man. We thank you so much for everything that you shared with us tonight, and we look forward to the results and much more from you, man.
Awesome. You guys can all check me out on my Facebook fan page, Rowdy the Senior Citizen Acres. I'd love some more likes tonight.
Absolutely, no doubt, man. We'll make sure to share that on our page as well. And thanks, man. We look forward to it. We're about to switch over now. You have a great night, everybody out there. Make sure to check that out. You can catch it on War of the Words on Facebook. You guys know where it is. And all you new listeners, type that in as well. We'll make sure to share that over for Rowdy's going to be in this co-main event. Now, really quick here for a moment, man. Whew, I just got to tell you, this is going to be exciting, man. And I want to mention I definitely wanted to mention Source Summit Fight Store, man. That's ssfightstore.com, man. They keep the show on the radio. Mad love to all of our sponsors. But, you know, tonight I definitely want to shine a light on Source Summit and my man Hector Santiago. They do a really, really great job. They help us out all the time, and we love them, man. Listen, banners, logos, these guys – kick it through the roof, man. There's a lot of, and I'm not knocking anybody, man. There's a place for everything. But, you know, there's a lot of fight shirts where you just get some text, maybe a little font. These dudes bring in, like, the pro-style artist teams. They come up with original logos based on stuff that you recommend and suggest. They're very patient, and they come back with every little thing that you want changed. And, you know, whether you're looking for something long-term, banners and shirts and all this, or you're just looking for something for the fight around the corner, make sure to check these guys out. You can just type in Source Summit Fight Store on Facebook, or you can go to ssfightstore.com, man. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open this line, man, with 15 minutes left. Very, very excited about this. We got Miss Misty on herself to talk to us a little bit about Steel Fist MMA. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic, man. We're having a great show. We've had a lot of guys calling in. I'm actually, you know, in a way, it turned out to be pretty cool that we did the show a little behind because everyone got a chance to eat and be way nicer.
That's what I was hoping for. I was really excited tonight. A lot of the guys were nervous. They didn't know what to think. But I guess it's turned out really good. I wanted to give a shout-out to Steel Fist. I hope they're listening right now, to Kevin and Pat and Troy. Speak a little bit about Steel Fist itself. It's one of the biggest MMA shows in Utah, and it's one of a kind because everybody from the partners and everybody involved is from Utah, and it's televised here. And they're dedicated to their viewers and their fans. We have a bunch of sponsors I want to mention. Obviously, we have Vapor Mania is one of our biggest sponsors. And then we have Silver Rock Electric, a Mandolin Photography. And we also have Bleed Out Fight Apparel. They're awesome. They take care of all of our fighters. And then Leatherhead Sports Bar and Grill, where we have our weigh-ins, where all the fighters were there tonight doing their thing. So do you have any questions for me?
Indeed that I do. I have questions for everybody. I was born questioning every. As soon as I came out, I was like, so where's my room? It's just how I do. Yeah, now, this has been a relatively new experience for me, and we're obviously going to start covering Steel Fist more than just this one event. There's so many that go on and the televised stuff, and we're really starting to kind of learn this growing stable And we've been very impressed, at least over here, with the commitment to the AMI side of fight cards. We work over here with a great promotion over here that does whole entire events just for AMIs, and that's something relatively new here, where guys have gone from not having a whole lot of opportunities to having opportunities around every single corner. So I guess just to bundle this all back up, I guess my question for you is, how has it been for you, and how has it felt to have given so much life to the amateur side of fighting, where you're from, and to see it grow like it has?
It's very exciting. We have fighters from all walks of life that, you know, join our show, and we have so many shows coming up, and they're just constantly available for amateurs to, you know, go on for the first time, do their debuts, get in there and see what it like, and see if they want to do it again. We have shows almost every month, and most of our shows are mainly amateurs. We have a bunch of pros also. It's just really good for them. A lot of fighters, you know, get in there and see what they're made of. We have some upcoming shows. Like tonight we have 16 bouts for tomorrow night scheduled, and half of those are amateurs just starting out for the first time. And then our next upcoming shows have, you know, the bigger fights, pros, on August 7th and again on October 3rd. So, I mean, they just love it. It's great for them, and it's televised. So, I mean, you can't get any better than that, you know, breaking into the game for the first time.
I know that, like, just when they were describing that part to me, I thought that was such a beautiful thing over here. You know, on our side, we get a lot of streaming and stuff, but it's not every day that you come across being able to pour it over that energy and excitement of the amateur side of MMA on a TV at all, anywhere, not just Utah or South Carolina or whatever state you're in, but period. I mean, so to really see that dedication to that side, I think is amazing. And I think that what you're kind of creating is an atmosphere where fighters can get used to, we'll just call it like the lights and the sounds of the sport, at an earlier point in their careers than having a bunch of amateur fights in dark, smoky areas, and then their first pro fight, and all of a sudden there's crazy loud music and lights and cameras all in their faces, and they're on TV and grandma's watching. And, you know, so I like that you're able to kind of present a almost like a proper warm-up to the next generation of MMA fighter.
Of course, it's necessary. You know, we want to prepare these up-and-coming fighters to be the best that they can be, you know. So we have the TV station KMYU that broadcasts every Sunday night at 9 p.m., which is prime time, you know, for sports. And, you know, it's on DirecTV, it's on Dish Network, it's on all the major stations you can think of. And it reaches not only Utah. We dip into Nevada and Idaho and Wyoming. So, I mean, you know, it's available all the time. It's good for them.
I would have to say that it's one of the best tools that I've heard of, especially on that amateur side and the pro side as well. I can only imagine. We've had everybody that's come on tonight has been nothing but amazingly complimentary from the ground up, whether they were talking about, we've had people mention the lights, we've had people mention the crowds, we've had people mention the weekly, we have people mention the show part, we've had just a ton of positive reaction of Steel Fist. And I think that says, I know that it says a tremendous amount about the promotion, because that's a huge thing around here. Fighters are very, very loyal to promotions that they get in with, that, you know, treat them right, or that they feel offer them avenues to their dreams, man. And to me, I was hearing a lot tonight from fighters that I've never met that resonated with me in the same manner that fighters I know very well here speak the same way about promotions that are looked at in high regard this way. So obviously you guys have really tapped into something amazing. And then I imagine you guys have a lot of people that come and fight for you one time and then just keep coming back. I imagine one and dones are moderately rare with Steel Fist.
Oh, absolutely. We have fighters that are so dedicated to us that they only fight for us. And Steel Fist treats them very well. And so that's why they keep coming back. That's what makes Stillfist so popular and so up and coming, because we have such a great crowd, just everybody involved, from the fans to the workers to everything. They're just so dedicated to making great shows. And that's how we can have up to 18 bouts in one show at a time every single month, is because we know how to treat the fighters and their corners and everybody involved, their fans, their parents, even their families. They just love it so much. So it's easy for us, I guess.
You know, and that's the thing. You make a big family and you make a big difference. You know, we talked to, I believe Akers earlier was telling us a little bit more in depth about his past, and then how he was able to get involved with Steel Fist, and not even just in the cage fighting, but just all around and more in depth, and how much that had changed his life and added positivity and focus and drive into him, even though he just turned 40. And I think that that's really amazing. And I think that's just the tip of an iceberg with the kind of thing that you're talking about. And this event seems to be particularly exciting. I know that when you do as many events as nearing your 37th, 38th show, some people might think, oh, man, well, you have to become kind of immune to the excitement. But I found quite the opposite, that the more shows that go by, the more and more and more excitement, the more that ball builds. Would you say that's true over in you guys' direction?
Yeah, it is, because a lot of our Stillfist fans are so dedicated that they've watched the amateurs become pro, and then they've watched their career just excel. So, I mean, it's very exciting to watch it from the beginning to end, you know. So it's just exciting for everybody all around.
Well said. I like that. I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of these regional scenes, is these people that get so attached to the amateur fighters and watch them turn pro and beyond. And to offer that is just one more example of how Steel Fist MMA is right there leading the charge in that cutting edge. You know, the fans are learning more and more every day that there's more MMA out there than just these two or three organizations. And they're starting to realize that these fighters that are constantly coming to the elite top level have to be coming from somewhere. They don't just get handpicked at random. And it's promotions
exactly.
Like Steel Fist that are making this happen, man. And I think they're really starting to look at that. And so we definitely want to thank you for being a part of that amazing evolution of the sport and for coming on to talk about it with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We were excited all about this, so we want to thank you.
No problem, man. I'm actually looking forward to, with the rate that these go down and the excitement going on, we're definitely going to be, be doing a post-fight show, catching up with the aftermath, and I think we're going to follow some of these guys. You mentioned it a minute ago about following, you know, these fighters. I think we're going to keep up with some of these guys and these events and kind of add this into our normal routine of news and coverage. So, you know, I look forward to talking to you today, but I definitely am looking forward to something a little more long-term and to spread what you guys have already been pushing, which is an amazing promotion. So thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're going to jump right over. We got about 6 minutes left. Mr. Garcia, he is on the line. I don't want to keep him waiting, man. He's a great guy. You are on the air, brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. You know, I guess they say save the best for last. We got 6 minutes left in the show. You cruised in. I imagine you had time to get dinner and dessert in since weigh-ins are over, man. How you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, my weight cuts have been getting better and better. You know, when you're an amateur, this is the time to, you know, take the time and figure out everything you're going to go, or everything you're going to do, because once you go pro, you know, that record stays there forever. So just getting everything down how I like it, and, yeah, everything's going great right now.
You know, and great seems to kind of be a theme with you, man. You know, I'm a, like, amateur fighter connoisseur, man. Around my way, I'm like the Don. Like, people come, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody drops out last minute, you can call me and be like, give me 37 fighters who fight at flyweight. I'm like, done. So I was very impressed, man, when I came to look at your record. It's very realistic to me. It's very real. When I looked up your opponents, you know, you weren't out there just beating up a bunch of dudes who didn't have any business being in there. And you win, man. You win. And you literally, your resume to me speaks of a dude who wins in any way, man. You had some decision wins, submissions. the hand. We had a splitter win in there somewhere, I believe. We had title fights. You seem to have had a very seasoned amateur record, and you're going up against I know he wasn't undefeated, that was another guy. You're going up against Akers tomorrow night. So tell me a little bit how you feel that your past and the experience that you have inside the cage are going to come into play when it's fight night tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I see some of these guys just, like, take, you know, a couple of amateur fights and then go pro, and, you know, right away they'll lose one, or, you know, they might win a couple and then lose. Like, as an amateur, I want to take as many fights as I can get and fight all the best guys around here, and that's all I've done. I've fought, this will be my sixth fight since, like, last August. Like, I'm always fighting. Every time I get that call from Stillfist or whoever, I'm like, yep, I'm taking that. After every one, I'm like, maybe I'll take a little break here. And then I get that call, and I'm like, yep, I'm fighting. So, you know, I'm just trying to get as much experience as I can, fighting, like, the best guys around here. Two of my last losses were title fights in the last couple of years, you know, and it gets, like, the best guys around here. So that's all I've been trying to do, get as good as I can before I go pro, and it's been working out.
I got to say, you know, that is probably the most prominent topic on our show as a whole, is the idea of amateurs switching to pro too early. We probably talk about it every single freaking show that we do, and I could not agree more. And I'm glad to hear, and we got an inordinate amount of people on the line tonight. There are a bunch of people listening tonight. So I want to say to all of y'all, I told you what I was talking about. Look, listen to this dude. He's all the way on the other side of the United States from us, and he gets it too. So you guys out there listening, man, you guys are amateurs. Listen, just because you won two fights by knockout super fast does not mean you're ready to turn pro. I'm not saying it doesn't, man. You know, it's kind of a unique situation. Sometimes dudes might be like kickboxers a whole freaking life and then just get into fighting. You don't know. But most of you guys out there, you when you're like 2 and 3, it's not time to go pro. You know, test yourself. Find your limits. Find your boundaries. Find that brink, that point, you know. And it sounds like, man, it sounds like you've been nothing but pushing that. We got just a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you, what do you expect? I asked him the same question. What do you expect from Akers tomorrow night, man? What are you looking forward to in this fight, man?
You know, I've watched some of his fights, and, you know, he may be like 40, but the dude has like great cardio. Every fight I've seen of his, he pushes the pace. You know, I know he's going to come forward and, you know, not stop. So I got to be ready for that. And, you know, I have a ton of experience, and, you know, I think it's going to be a great fight. Like, every one of my fights, I look to put on a great show, you know, and I see, like, a lot of these guys, like, around here, they'll go out there and fight, and they'll win, and, you know, that stage is theirs, and they'll be up there and just get asked questions, and it's like, yeah, you know, I've been training pretty hard. Like, I'll just fight whoever, you know. They don't, like, say much. Like, when I get out there, I put on a great show, get that stage, I'm up there and I'm making everybody remember me. You know, I get calls from sponsors after like every show, like, hey, we seen you fight. We heard you talk up there. We want to sponsor you. So that's like how I go into every fight. I want to put on a show. I want people to remember me when they leave that show. And, you know, I'm going to look to do that again tomorrow night.
Well, it sounds like you have some amazing focus both in your camp and ready for this fight and towards your career as a whole, man, both in your approach, by your numbers, the way you win, and the things that you just said. I usually ask people, you know, like, hey, so when the fans are driving home, you know, after the fights, what do you want them thinking? But you practically answered that question yourself, man. I'm super stoked for this battle. I can't imagine how awesome it must be to be able to fight on TV, no less, man. That's an amazing thing as far as on the amateur side to really get you prepared all around for the future and what you plan to do with your sport and your time in it. So, man, I just want to thank you. We're running down to the end of the show, man, so much for calling in. We're going to be doing a post-fight show, so I look very much look forward to seeing you going in there and doing work and getting back together to have a post-fight conversation, man, about this action-packed bout that's about to go down.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to come back on your show. You know, I'll do whatever I can to get my name out there and do whatever. So, yeah, I'd definitely be down to come back. You know, I want to thank one of my sponsors at Digital Smoke. These guys have taken care of me. Like, anything I need, they've gotten, you know, they've done it. They've gone beyond what they need to do or what they should do, and they've just done it. Then I got Real Kings. Those guys have been hooking me up with some good gear to walk out. And then my coaches, Anthony Lobato, Brock William. Anthony's one of the best ground coaches, like, in the state. Dude has just amazing skills. Gave Lucas Montoya his black belt. And then I've done a lot of work with Dave Castillo recently, too, and just, you know, getting me ready, so can't wait.
Neither can I, man. I've said it two or three times already on the show. I'm going to say it again. This is like, it's literally the first time I wish I had a private jet. Maybe my ambitions aren't big enough. But I wish I could be in Utah, brother, man. Thank you so much for taking time out and for breaking it down as real as we've done. It's how we do on the show, man. So you fit right in. So we're looking forward to much more. We're going to be covering Steel Fist and all that goes on more heavily. This is definitely not a one-time event. So thank you so much for the show. You might not need any luck, brother, but best of it to you. And we look forward to tomorrow night, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, everybody, man, we just want to say thank you to all the fighters that called in tonight. Some of you other guys, we're going to do the post-fight show, so we're going to make sure to get some of the people that weren't on tonight on. This stable that they got at Steel Fist is large, man. And you know what? We're going to have to do two-hour shows. We're going to get it in. It was an amazing experience from the professionalism to the passion. The charisma of these guys, and that you could feel that energy of them ready to go to war just pouring through the airwaves today, man. I wish my co-host Kobe was here, man. Usually we got Kobe here right on the sidelines, man. He wasn't able to make it tonight, but we will have him for the post fight. So again, I want to thank Soar Summer at Fight Store, man. They're our special sponsor tonight. They do so much, man. The show's kind of been about just the love of the sport and the givingness and the things that it does outside of a great time, which you're guaranteed to get at Steel Fist tomorrow night, June 20th. Make sure to check that out, whether you're in-house or at your house. You can catch it either way. On behalf of myself, or Eric Elson, man, this is War of the Words, number 115, ssfightstore.com. And again, you can check all this stuff out and everything we covered tomorrow on our Facebook page. We look forward to so much more. But for tonight, we are out of here. Y'all have a great one.